Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue our class and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we sing hymn 510? 510.
Thank you.
be seated. In every NYTS, I truly can experience the lyrics of this hymn. May you enjoy the heaven came down. Let's pray. May the Lord continue to guide and bless our morning services. Okay, quiz. Point out there. Oliver, what is the theme of 1 Timothy? Oliver Law? Yes. You change. You used to sit there? No? Okay. What is the theme of 1 Timothy? How to conduct yourself in the house of God. Okay? So how should you conduct yourself in the house of God? Peter, always Peter, no Peter anymore. Angel Lin, Angel. And who is Angel Lin? Not here? Etienne Boivin? Etienne Boivin, is it French name? Huh? French name. Okay. Brother, how do you pronounce your name again? Huh? Etienne? Oh, sorry. So brother, what does 1 Timothy, what does Paul want Timothy do before he came to him when he was delayed? What he shall conduct himself in the house of God? From chapter 1. How shall he conduct himself in the house of God? From chapter 1, he shall talk about what? Yes, especially talking about what? French words, most famous French word. How do you say love in French? Huh? Amour, like Spanish. Okay, amour, love. Where does that come from? Huh? God? Yeah. But according to 1 Timothy, where does love come from? Love is from God for sure, yeah? Yes? Yes? Okay. Then Paul uses personal life as example, right? Go to chapter 2. What is most important thing to talk about in the church? Deborah Young? Chapter 2. You should talk about what? Most important thing. First of all, Deborah Young. Who do I call? Who do I call? I call you. Okay. Chapter 2. Hey, Hello? Yes, first of all, you shall talk about prayer then, right? In the church, most important thing about prayer. And then in chapter 2, he talked about marriage. Marriage is very important. In the church, marriage make the church heaven, make your home heaven. 长城教过了, Ted Chen. Then in chapter 3, what did Timothy need to do in the house of God? Yes, ordained workers, select workers, select IE teachers, ordained workers. And then we will talk about chapter 4 today. Chapter 4 today, Paul tells Timothy to heed yourself and your own teaching. To heed yourself and to heed the doctrines, the doctrine you preach. Oh, before I go that, what is the answer for homework? How Abigail become the neck of Nabal? What is the answer? Nah. Emily know the answer. Emily from Irvine. What is the answer? Can you speak out loud? Okay. We know Abigail, the Bible says that one of the, if you look at the Bible, many Bible characters, the Bible call them very beautiful, like Rachel, Sarah, those women are beautiful women, but there's only one woman the Bible describe, only one or two maybe, One woman the Bible describe beautiful and good understanding. Abigail is a woman with good understanding. And the way she deal with her marriage, I think, is also come with good understanding. When David came, right? When David came, at that time he was, no, I'm sorry, when David's servants came to ask for help, food in Thanksgiving season, shear the 剪羊毛的日子, shear the what? Wool. Shear the wool. It's a season like Thanksgiving, right? And David and his people have been serving as volunteer, taking care of their sheep. So Thanksgiving, come on, you entertain your guests, right? You slaughter so many sheep for your servants. Can you give us some? We are wanderers, right? And then at that event, Abigail was hidden. Abigail allowed her husband to take care of outside businesses, that the husband be the head, be the representative of the house. Then her husband make a great mistake. He like assuming make a doo-doo in the house, like he give troubles. But then the whole household will die later on. So Abigail solve the problem without losing the face of the husband, right? Like clean up all the doodles that her husband made. But one thing that really admired that she was so smart, right? Later on, she presented everything to the husband. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 37. 1 Samuel 25:37. And let me read from Chinese. Till the morning, Nabal was awakened from his wine. His wife presented all what she has done to her husband, right? Now again, she honored her husband as the head. She solved the doo-doo already, the event of doo-doo. I mean, everything is solved. Now I tell you that what I do, right? Present what you do to the husband. So really, she kind of controlled the whole situation, but still make the husband the head of the house. Now, for sisters, right? A lot of time you can present your choices to your husband, let them make decision. Choice number one, what should we do now? Now the problem is solved. Shall we treat David better? What should we do? Number two, maybe you should run away. Number three, you give them one, two, three for the husband to choose. Even though no matter what your husband choose, actually he choose with your provision, you provide the choices for him to choose, right? It's to honor him, it's to present your case to him. Yet you are participating, you are kind of influence your husband subtly. Oh, may even to go your way in a very gentle way. So to me, this is a very, very smart wife. Sister, you can do it, right? What do you think? Can you do it? But to me, sometimes to be the neck is very tiresome, right? 颈子会很酸，一直要左右他，颈子会很酸. You will get neck pain if you try to always control the head, right? Why don't you be the sweetheart of your husband? Just be the sweetheart, right? Let him have headache. You don't have neck pain. You don't need massage, right? Just enjoy your life. Anyway, it's my personal opinion. It's up to you. You are very smart. You can choose to be which part you want to be. Where are we? Chapter 4. Okay. Chapter 4. Let's read chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 16. Chapter 4, verse 16. How come I keep looking at the same name, huh? I want to call someone who never called before, so you know everybody. Angela Wu? Angela Wu here? No? Angela Wu? Not here? Brenda Lee? Brenda? Oh, Brenda, would you please read? Chapter 4, verse 16. Take heed of yourself and of your teaching, of your doctrine, no? And do it with perseverance. You can save yourself and can save those who hear you. Really, chapter 4, Paul tried to tell him, how do you conduct yourself? Come on, not only ask church to pray hard, not only you should present truth rightly, especially concerning love, not only you should ordain ordain worker, not only you should talk about truth of marriage, you yourself is very important, okay? Take heed of what you teach, because you know what? Many people teach to other people, but they themselves was forsaken. They themselves teach the wrong thing. So heed to yourself and to what you are teaching, to the doctrine that you are teaching, right? What do you mean by heed yourself? I want you, if it is possible, can memorize this. You're supposed to memorize this when you are in elementary school, right? But if you do not, please memorize it. Chapter 4, verse 12. Chapter 4, verse 12. This is how we train godliness. Maybe chapter 4, verse 8 first. Chapter 4, verse 8. Jasmine K? Oh, we asked you already, right? Oh, okay, please read again. Jasmine. So as for you, you shall train the gardeners. Train your gardeners. I mean, as a worker, when people look at you, as if they look at Jesus Christ, as godly is of God, as if they look at Jesus Christ. So what do? You should memorize this one. Do not let anybody look down on you, but set example in words, deeds, love, faith, purity, right? So how many of you already memorized this verse? Raise your hand. 12节已经会背的请举手. Verse 12. You already know how to memorize it. So few people. I thought you do this when you were young, right? No? Oh, okay. All right. How do you show you are gardeners? You got to show you with your words, right? In words, verse 7 say that you should avoid profane words, profane fables, and you should avoid old wives' fables. In verse 7, 气节世俗的言语, 老户荒谬的话. So as a work of God, pay attention to what you talk. Whatever you say should be edify other people. I like a verse in the Proverbs, 多言多语难免有过. The more you say, the more words you utter, it's unavoidable that you will make mistakes. Quoting from Proverbs, right? So brethren, if you can be perfect with your words, the Bible says you are perfect in front of God. 人在言语上面没有过失, 他就是完全的人. If nobody can find faults with your words, you are a perfect person in front of God. When I was a little boy, when I was a student, I love to talk, you know. For some reason, my lips is very thin. Those people who has lip things, they love to talk. Blah, 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 right? That's what people told me. Hey, you're a lip thing, that's why. Thin lips. My mom told me, don't talk too much. Don't talk like a monkey bird, you know? God created two ears and one mouth. What does it mean? It means that you should talk less, listen more. So when my kids grow up, I also tell them, God created you two eyes, so you should observe more and talk less. Really, I mean, a smart guy, right? They don't talk nonsense. But whenever they talk, they make sense. A lot of time, especially when I was, maybe even now, a lot of words, but people tend to ignore it. If you speak too fast, too many words, people tend to ignore it. This morning you hear Brother Samuel was preaching, right? Slowly, word after word, solemn, right? Everybody pay attention, right? Now you see, blah, 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 blah. What do you say? This ear comes out, right? So sometimes talking slowly, not a person with few words, really is a person of wise guy. The Bible say, 言语寡少是智慧人. A person with less words, they are wise guy. Well, I need to learn too. And then it talk about conduct, 行为, 言语行为. Now, what Paul wants Timothy to conduct himself in chapter 4, please read verse 13. Yvonne Chen, verse 13. So you should read Bible. You know, Jewish people, when they have services, right? Sometimes they don't explain what the scripture says. Just like Jesus, when he go to the synagogue, he took up the book of Isaiah and simply read the scripture. Reading scripture is a very important process, very important a procedure of worshiping in synagogue. Because scripture itself has life. If you truly understand the scripture, many people will cry, especially in the book of Nehemiah. When they understand what was reading to them, many people cry. Because the scripture itself has power. So even at Timothy's age, he shall read scripture, 宣读, and then encourage people, and then teach people. So in his deeds, he shall do this, right? And please read verse 15. Yvonne, continue reading it. Please read out loud, please. So So in ministry, concerning ministry, all those ministries that you are assigned to do, you should do it with all your heart and make people see that you make progress. Have you ever noticed that? Or maybe you yourself, right? I did not see you for, let's say, a year, and suddenly you are able to give a sermon because you're going to graduate. And your sermon is so beautiful, right? And people see, wow, indeed, this young man make a great progress. When you cultivate yourself, when you try to improve yourself day by day, like really, people can see your progress after they do not see you for a long time. They will suddenly see, wow, you become so mature. You know how immature you are when you were young, right? You are so temperate. You are so emotional. You are so unbelievable. You are like a kid running here and there, you know? Try to find, you know, fight with anyone, but now you make so much progress. Now, as in your conduct, in your deeds, you should allow people to see that indeed you make progress. So, brethren, we got to have conduct, right? Deeds. Faith without deed is dead. Jesus do not want you to stay here with all your life. Jesus wants you to go out and shine. You shine with good deeds so people can see Jesus in you. Your life is like a book. Your life is like a book. 读你千遍也不会厌倦. Read you 1,000 times and people will not get tired about it. This is something that we should do. And then we should be example in faith. What do you mean by faith? Chapter 1, verse 15. Chapter 1, verse 15, you know this verse already, huh? You shall set example in faith. Of course, faith talk about believing Jesus. Elvin Shea. Elvin. Who is Elvin Shea? Please read, Elvin. Brother Elvin, where are you from? Brother Elvin, where are you from? Huh? Oh, you're from Dallas. Would you please read verse 13? At verse 15. Jesus came to this world to save sinners. It's trustworthy saying, right? So you shall be example in faith. Faith is that you believe in Jesus. You believe that Jesus is the Savior. He forgives sins. Not only that, right? You believe that he will reward you according to his will. Let's read chapter 3, verse 16. This is part of faith, right? 3:16. 3:16. Now, Elvin, continue reading it. Huh? What did you read? Chapter 3:16. 大灾近前的奥秘. read it again, sorry. Eh? 好像不对耶. 3:16. Oh, really? Okay, I assume you read right because I cannot hear you too. Sorry. Counselor, do you have enough homework? You do? Oh, okay. Okay. Because I don't have time to explain this verse. This is a very beautiful verse. If you have time, try to explain how Jesus was justified by Holy Spirit, how he was seen by angels, how he was preached to Gentiles, and how he was accepted, convinced by people. and how he was taken into glory. Actually, all the answer is in the notes. If you pay attention to the notes, so far, most of the answer is in the notes, right? Because I don't have chance to teach it, so I sometimes ask you to do homework. Huh? Now, this is our faith. We believe that Jesus, indeed, God came to the earth, saw by angels, received the glory. Huh? This is our faith. But what do you mean by you should be example in the faith? Meaning that you truly, firmly believe not only what you are taught concerning the doctrine of Jesus Christ, but you yourself have confidence that when you pray to God, God will listen to you. Huh? Let me ask you a question. In Jesus' age, who has more faith, Jesus' disciples or Gentile? Is that amazing? The Canaanite woman, Gentile, right? Talk to Jesus. Please heal my daughter. Jesus said, I cannot throw the bread to the dogs. And he continued begging, but even the dogs need the scramble? Crumbs. Even need the crumbs from falling from the table, right? Jesus said, wow, right? I never see such a faithful woman on earth. Like, disciples follow Jesus for 3 years. But Jesus always called them, you people of little faith. But Canaanite woman, maybe seldom heard the sermon, but for some reason they just, I know you can, I know you will, I know you are good, I just want to get closer to you, right? How about centurion? Centurion too. Roman centurion. This is not Jewish people, not followers. He told Jesus, right? Oh, you don't need to come to my servant's house. Because if I say something to my servant, he will do it. You just say one word, my servant will be healed. See, what kind of faith is this? Jesus said, I never found such faith in the whole land. So sometimes you think you have more faith than our truth seeker? Maybe not, you know? Some truth seekers, they come with great faith. Therefore, when they touch Jesus, they receive a lot of grace, right? You know, there was more than 90 years of age, sister in Bowen Park Church. She testified with me. Huh? When she was a truth seeker, she has bleeding problem for 12 years, just like what the Bible described, that woman, right? Bleeding problem for 12 years. She was so skinny, cannot walk. The distance from her house to the church, probably by sanwenche, tricycle. At that time, only tricycle, right? Probably only take 10, 15, 20 minutes. But in order to show her godliness, she walk. She cannot walk like you and me. She can't walk little step at a time. But she wanted to show how godly she was, right? With this of God in her, and she believed that she would be healed. So the moment she kneeled down, she felt a power came down, right? And the power came down to where the bleeding was. She felt the warmth, and she felt like the bleeding was sealed, right? So when I think about, compare myself with that truth seeker, at the beginning, she was truth seeker, right? I said, wow. So long-time believer, huh? We also need to demonstrate our faith as examples to those newcomers. So that's why Paul wants Timothy to do that. And purity also, purity. Huh? Purity is possible. If you meditate the words of God day and night, it is possible. This time, Pastor Doreen Young, in the prayer section, he gives you 3 steps to reach purity. Huh? Second step is that you shall put death to the evil thing. Third step is that use knowledge, the words, to renew yourself, pursuing after God, no? Purity, which is possible. Let's read it again. I know you read it already. Chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Chapter 4, verse 8. Aaron Lin. Chapter 4, verse 8. The things we just mentioned is concerning training yourself with godliness. Training body is good, have some benefit. How many of you like to train your body? Raise your hand. Come on, brothers. It's good, okay? Now, actually, you don't need to tell us. You don't need to raise your hand. When I look at your shoulder, right, I know if you are training your body or not, right? Like, those who train the body, usually it is very... like that, right? It's good. I like it. But when I went to Chile, right, there was a brother who used to lift weight, right? Maybe nobody teach you how to do that. For some reason, hurt her spine. Now, for a long time, she came to True Jesus Church because that spine problem make her cannot fall asleep for decades. Very pitiful. So when you exercise, make sure you don't hurt yourself. Exercise really have some good benefit. It's good. But you know, the Bible saying, compared with training godliness, you have the promise of this life and the life to come. For example, let's say you are a person with good words. The Bible say, oh, a word that can spoken properly is like a golden apple in silver setting. 好像金苹果放在银碗里. Whenever I look at that picture, right? How many of you are like to paint? Maybe you want to paint that picture. Whenever I imagine that picture, it's really, really beautiful. Not rotten apple like New York City, right? It's golden apple, right? Golden apple in... If a person can speak properly, you have what? 今生跟来世的应许. You have benefit in this life and the life to come. Because God will judge you with whatever you say, right? But Bible says, every word you utter will be judged in the last day, right? And then, because you say a word properly, you can edify many people. That's why training speech, training how to edify other people, talk, is really, this kind of godliness is even better than training your body. Of course, training body is also very good, huh? Just one example. So we shall try to, when we come to NYTS, even like kneel down, right? Kneeling down, it is a type of training. This is training godliness. When you kneel down, and you can truly pray, or, you know, to me, or many people kneel down as if they are punished. 被罚跪啊. Really, they are kneeling down, but their heart was not there, and, you know, they cannot reach God, and they feel very painful, as if you are punished by who? I don't know who punished you, right? But if truly train yourself, put your heart into your prayer, and you have the promise of this life and the life to come, praying can reach God. Praying can change your inner being, right? Change your inner being, then you can be a more joyful and peaceful person. And then in the future, you can go to heavenly kingdom. This is a promise of this life and the life to come. So, brethren, I really hope that I can see you graduate from NYTS and even go to GP, I mean, a PMVP class. Even like come back whenever you attempt, like Sister Joyce Gore says, right? Every year she likes to come back for honeymoon with our Lord Jesus Christ, right? And this is training godliness. This is good. Not only her, I mean, you ask any worker over here, many people like to come back here to serve, really. We enjoy this environment because not only your hymns, most important is the prayer. We truly enjoy the prayer over here. Training godliness. And then, heed your own teaching, heed yourself, right? Another thing is that about his gift. Chapter 4, verse 14. Shaolin? Okay. You know what? Why sometimes you need to be, I think it's good if people want you to serve as to have some stewardship, huh? Jibun, have some jibun. Did I pronounce it right? Jibun? Yeah. Have some stewardship. You know why? Because ordination, people lay hand on you, right? And according to this verse, the gift will be following when laying hand. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. The Bible just tell me so. I don't know why. Right. So really, before I got ordained, right, I was really expecting for that. I was looking forward for that. Because I know for me to serve the Lord, I need gift. And I know that with the laying of hand, because I believe in Bible, I don't know why it is, but it is recorded over here. 借着众长老按手给你加添给你的恩赐, through the laying hand of the elders, that the gift is given to you. So that's why when people want you to serve as, let's say, deacons or elders, you don't need to reject, because indeed, God will give you through laying of hands, right? This is not only recorded over here in New Testament. Actually, this is a teaching you can find in the Old Testament. Now, please turn to Deuteronomy. If you pay attention to this verse, chapter 34, verse 9. Chapter 34, verse 9. Like, San, please read. 34, verse 9. This is amazing if you analysis this verse more carefully, right? As if before Moses laid hand on him, nobody listened to Joshua. This no like a spirit of wisdom fall on him. Nobody care about him, right? Whatever he says is nonsense or ordinary words. Not important at all. But after Moses laid on him, then the spirit of wisdom fall on him. 以色列人便听从他, then Israelites listen to him. So through the laying hand, the spirit of wisdom fill in him, then people hear him. That this is a gift given through the laying of hands. I don't know why, but it is in the Bible. It's really amazing. Even like Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 13, right? When they go out to evangelize, to many people, they were ordained at that time. Paul and Barnabas was laid hand in chapter 13. So people are saying that at that time, they become apostle. And then God's gift followed them later on. So this is what recorded in the Bible. So that's what I say. Do not reject. Of course, do not fight for it, but do not reject. Huh? But again, this it says that this kind of gift that was given through laying hand, right, need to be stirred up. Chapter 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Sister Tina, chapter 1, verse 6. You shall renew, you shall rekindle, you shall stir up the gift that you have. Gift to me is like a knife, right? Double-edged sword. If you like hide your gift for a long time, it will become rusted. You don't know how, you cannot use it anymore. 那个剑生锈了, huh? The gift was, it's not as good anymore. Huh? So you should use it and rekindle it and stir it up. We have a deacon in certain church, right? I'm not going to tell you which church it is. He did not go to church for years because of personal issues. Like a sister shared last night, right? When you serve the Lord, sometimes you feel like you cannot take it anymore. The burden is too much. So he did not go to church for like 5-6 years, I think. Thank God. God bring him back. Not because the church need him. In the past, he have some gift, right? But after he come back, everybody ask him, after like 3 months, right? Please give a sermon for us again. Please give a sermon for us again. But in private, he confessed to me. He said, brother, I don't know how to prepare. I don't know how to give any, how to give sermon anymore. Can you help me? After years of not giving sermon, later on he feels so timid. I think he come back to the church after more than 2-3 years, and he started to pick up the gift, to give sermon. Like playing piano, God give you a gift to play piano. Let's say you do not pray for 3 years. I bet very difficult for you to pick up at the very beginning. So we got to rekindle the gift that God given us through the laying of hands. Any questions so far? This is to heed yourself. Then later on, yes. Oh, I didn't talk about love. Oh yeah, right. I didn't talk about love. You want to know more about love? Oh, it's very good. So love. What is the love? You should demo. Sometimes love is tough love. Thank you, because it's important, huh? 1 Timothy chapter 4. From verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about someone preached the wrong doctrine. No? And but it's not right to preach wrong doctrine. So he want him to remind members concerning some people preach wrong doctrine. You know, this is love to me. Huh? Deborah, would you please read chapter 4, verse 6. Chapter 4, verse 6. Instruct what? These things. What these things? Concerning verse 1 to verse 4, right? Some people will depart from the truth. They follow the doctrines of demons. They do wrong things. You know, for a preacher, preacher's love is to tell people also, my brethren, don't listen to those kind of teaching. This kind of teaching is wrong. When you say that, actually, you already go against the one who say that teaching. Those who say that teachings also could be also your brothers, right? But to love the church, even we also love the brother who said the wrong teaching. But we still need to remind brother and sister, come on, please. This is not right to forbid people to get married. This is not right, you know, to forbid people to eat meat. It is a blessing of God. When you pray, they are all clean, right? So sometimes our love, what is love? Love is not only, to me, our love is not compromised in truth. Love is not compromised in truth, even though we still need to help that person who might teach the wrong things. So to me, this is part of love. Of course, the conclusion of law is love, right? You know, brethren, love is the criteria for God to judge us in the last days. Matthew chapter 25. You don't have time to do homework, but if you can do the homework, I will tell you what are three criteria God will judge us in the judgment days. Actually, one is fulfill your gift. The other is five virgin, stupid virgin, five smart virgin, right? Prepare oil in the lamp. Do you have fullness of Holy Spirit? Not only Holy Spirit, oh. And then the last one is love. Oh. Some people are sick, do you go to see them? Some people are naked, do you clothe them? Some people are in jail, do you care for them? Love, oh. So, brethren, we should be a loving person as example for others to learn from us. Thank you for reminding, Deborah. Okay, and then our next section we talk about take heed about your own teaching. This section we talk about of yourself. Let's pray in silence. Amen.